I was at 230, 233, and now I'm at 226. So I had to, you know, lose weight, you know, follow the coach's plan, do whatever it is, you know, what I could do to help myself and also help the team.
Do you, I'm sure you can feel that, you know, the fact that you are more fit. How does that kind of translate on the field?
Oh, yeah, it translated a lot. I can move fast, you know, come in and out of my breaks. You know, OTAs, I was having a little trouble, but now, you know, I'm doing better. I plan on losing more weight, get down to about 220, you know, be more explosive. That's my goal by the time to end the preseason come.
Is it more a matter of, like, losing it, like, literally losing it, or kind of moving it, you know?
Nah, it's really not a problem to me. You know, I've been this weight, you know, for 2-3 years, but, you know, I just want to do whatever it takes to help the team. If that's what they need me to do, that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, I'm just working on that and working on my game and staying in the playbook.
Do you feel like you're starting to get a good chemistry established with Jared Goff, especially after the way things went out on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you know, no matter what quarterback in the game, you know, I just got to make a play whenever the ball come my way. All quarterbacks doing good. So, you know, whichever one get in the game from first to third, it don't really matter. Just as long as whenever the ball come out any one of the receiver's way, we just make a play on it.
Do you see opportunity here for you to get some playing time?
Oh, yeah, I do. You know, patience is the key, you know. That's what I'm doing, waiting patient, play my role, and whenever my name or number called, that's when I'm going to make plays.
How does it change things that over the course of the season, at least the big expectation is you'll probably have two quarterbacks at different points in the season?
Will be that?
Like, does it change your preparation, change like how you try to get chemistry with you? There may be more than one quarterback that you play with this year.
Not really, you know. We're getting chemistry all together every day at practice during camp. So, you know, chemistry shouldn't really be a problem no matter what quarterback start. You know, we get chemistry every day. We do routes on air, you know, teamwork. So the chemistry is starting to get there more and more.
What did you learn from last season at Auburn, everything that happened?
I don't take nothing for granted, you know. This is a blessing to be right here. You know, I wasn't supposed to be here, you know, from the issues I had went through last year. But, you know, I stayed prayed up, you know, worked my way up, stayed humble, you know, continue to stay humble. And I take none of this for granted anymore. And, you know, look at everything as a gift from God.
How much are you looking forward to Saturday, getting to play against the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time since I've been on the field, like, in the game. So I'm ready to really explode, you know, show the world what I can do and show my coaches what I can do. And, you know, overall, just show myself that I'm, you know, I'm prepared for this level and I can compete on this level.
How do you expect the crowd to be Saturday?
Huh?
How do you expect the crowd to be on Saturday?
Oh, I know it's going to be thick. I know it's going to be loud, ready, you know, first home game. Yeah, it's going to be a tough crowd. You know, we're looking at... Huh?
How much does that excite you guys?
Oh, it excites us a lot. You know, last Saturday excited us a lot, so I can only imagine this Saturday.
When you got back here, did you feel like you were behind it all? Did it feel different? Yeah. Just because of the time?
Not really. You know, at the end of the day, it's just football. So, you know, time from Louisiana this time, you just got to adjust to it. That's part of the game, adjusting. So that's what I'm doing. I'm still adjusting. And once I adjust all the way, everything going to take care of itself.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all time.